Hi, my name is Kenny.
And I'm Mark.
And this is...
All I Want to Do is Talk About Madonna.
Album 1, Side 1, Track 1.
Lucky Star.
Okay, for me, Lucky Star is the origin song. Like, it's like the original. It's like where it all came from, right? It's that sound at the beginning that, what would you call
the
that sound?
The burble of synth.
Yes.
Yeah.
That to me feels like, I always imagine, like, in the story of Madonna, it's like she's arriving like Glinda the Good Witch. Like, she starts as like a little thing in the sky. She's a little star, and she's arriving to Earth with this song that's like, I'm here, fully formed.
I've arrived to help you. This song is very much of the Danceteria East Village vibe that had kind of emerged at that time. And it was less cocainey and druggy and more dirty and joyful. And I feel like that, combined with kind of the youthful innocence of the song, really makes it this other... It's quite sweet. It's actually one of the sweetest tracks on the record.
Who is she singing about?
Well, she wrote it for Mark Kamens, who was the DJ at Danceteria, who she said they were dating, and she said, if I write a song about you, will you play it at Danceteria? That was a way to get her stuff played at Danceteria.
Oh, you see, because I thought she was with Jellybean Benitez at this time.
I think she may have been, but I think...
Because my understanding is that that Jellybean, like, that she was working with another producer on this album, right? Mm-hmm. And then she didn't like the way that he was producing the songs. Yeah. And so then she brought in Jellybean.
But no, but that happened much later. This song was one of the songs that she came to the project with.
Really? Yeah. Did you think there's a demo of it? Because I've never heard a demo of this song.
No, I think there is. I don't think the demos from Madonna, the album, will see the light of day, because I don't think her vocals are... up to par.
What?
I think it's more of a guiding track, kind of.
I mean, I meant like there's that demo, that the infamous demo that she had with like Everybody and Ain't No Big Deal. Yeah. I think those are the only two.
Crimes of Passion is on that.
I remember that song. I always think that maybe she's talking about her mom, you know, just to go to Madonna iconography. That's a way I like to think of it.
I mean, I also think it's kind of, it's a song about ambition in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, you might be my lucky star, starlight, star bright. It has a kind of, there's an ambition to the vocal. I think she really, works very hard all through this record, but because this is the first song, and it was supposed to be the title of the album.
Oh, right.
Before they named it Madonna, it was going to be called Lucky Star. I think that she knew it was her first, it was her introduction on the record. I think I think it meant a lot to her that she wrote the song it's herself, and that was going to be the lead song. And yet, yet I feel like she sings it in a way that is very eager and like surprisingly muscular.
Well, no one would ever say, oh, Madonna's a great singer, except she is. She's like a really good vocalist in a way. Like,
I agree.
She's a very particular thing. And so it was something else that made the song yearn. You know, and it was that her need, like, she's like, I need to reach you through the song. Like, she had a true need to connect.
The production for this song is really, really great.
I agree. It's super clean.
Mm.
I also, speaking of production, wanted to talk about the background vocals.
Yes.
Because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Gwen Guthrie sings background on this.
Ooh.
Which I just want to check in about her.
Yes,
you're checking
out
in the liner notes, right?
Yes, Gwen Guthrie is on this track.
And, you know, I mean... Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent. Do you know that song?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay, you have to look it up, because I'm just going to give
you
the lyrics.
Is it by Gwen Guthrie?
Yes, it's her big hit. And she was a big, like, downtown diva. She had a ton of dance singles, and then she's singing background on the Madonna album. But her big song was called Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent. You got to have a J-O-B if you want to be with me. Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent.
Kind of like an echo of a later Madonna song.
Mm.
Oh, interesting.
So you should check her out. But it's interesting too, because I think all through this album, it's that mesh of Madonna's voice with then clearly, you know, black background singers, that there's something about those melodies or that harmony, right? That sounds really beautiful and elevates her voice in a way.
Well, and it reflects Madonna's own upbringing and childhood and listening to R&B music as a kid in the 60s in Michigan and then into the 70s. And also she's coming out of a few years of living in New York City at the tail end of disco in the 70s.
Totally.
And primarily a lot of those disco hits were by black women.
Totally. I mean, and I think this also brings up something that we should keep coming back to, which is that there's always been this accusation and this sort of understanding that maybe Madonna's like co-opting cultures and taking over, you know, and that this is one of those ways that, because I think before she had a video, and I just want to touch in about the video before we end this song, that before the video, no one knew if she was black or white.
Yes.
Right?
Well, that was also because everybody, the cover of the first single was an illustration of the city of a city street versus her face.
Right. Right, which I'm presuming is ultimately intentional, right?
Oh, of course.
But yeah, can you separate this song from the video?
It's interesting because I was thinking about the life of this song, and I think she sang it on the Who's That Girl tour. I think the only two times she sang it live was on the Virgin tour in a very kind of straight version, and then the version she did on Confessions that went into Hung Up.
Yes, that's actually an amazing version.
Which was a whole different version. Video that really has no storyline, and it relies entirely on her charisma and the dancers to like keep you engaged.
Totally.
It's a white background. It's two dancers, one the famous tattletale Erica Bell, and the other one being, I think it's Martin, isn't it? Or is it?
I think it's her brother. No, I don't
remember. Is it
Chris
Ciccone?
I don't know.
It's Martin. Martin? Barton, the guy that her best friend.
Oh, okay. I think you may be right.
And I think what's interesting about it is, you know, it's the three of them dancing and then lots of close-ups of Madonna. And really, it's just about her charisma and her chutzpah that keeps the video engaging.
Well, it's also like we see her belly button, which is like a big thing. That was like, you know, that became the thing. And then we have the Gumi bracelets, right? Mm-hmm.
Maripol also styled her for that video. Yes, a very famous. Let's all thank Maripol.
Maripol was.
We love you, Maripol. It's an amazing beginning to the record, and I think also, you know, for all of its beauty, it wound up being the third single for the record.
Right.
And so we'd already had a couple of other songs to kind of introduce ourselves to her. And
it was the third official single, but there were other songs before that even, because I think, well, we'll get to it, but Everybody in Physical Attraction were already out there too.
Already out in the clubs.
So, but yeah, it's an amazing opening to a first album.
Yes. Till next time.
Bye.